superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I could take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
All lies will be exposed.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Good luck going from your sport to the ultimate contact sport. Good luck going to a sport where you can't get out of your contract just because you say you want out.
Earlier on the show, ESPN NBA reporter Dave McMenamin. Coming up, host of the Greenlight Podcast, Chris Long from Netflix's Unfrosted, actor Thomas Lennon. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the show is on the air. Later on this hour, Chris Long will join us and identify exactly the NBA players that can play in the NFL. No, I'm sorry, we won't be doing that with Chris Long. But we miss chatting with him, and that'll be a great conversation absolutely. When he joins us later on. At this very time tomorrow, we will be getting set to introduce in studio on the Rich Eisen Show. The one and only Nikki Glaser will be here tomorrow at this very time.
Nice.
So, excited to have Nikki Glaser on this program for the first time. And had we known what we now already know, we would have saved our chat with Todd Bowles for her appearance here. We would have introduced Nikki Glaser to Todd Bowles.
Of all the crazy things, like I think that... Do you think that is more shocking than the Falcons taking Penix eighth overall?
What's more shocking?
Todd Bowles being a huge Nikki Glaser fan?
Good one. Ripped straight from the headlines, Christopher.
I think that of all the NFL offseason headlines, you know what I mean?
I think, yeah, that of all the offseason NFL headlines, the most eyebrow-raising, mind-blowing
Not Cowboys inactivity, not Penix eighth overall.
Asking Todd Bowles, did you see the Tom Brady roast? And his answer is like, I'm a big Nikki Glaser fan. Any roast that she's a part of, I will watch.
She does. I'm like, whoa.
Says
what?
Todd Bowles.
I was like, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles, who sometimes, and I love the guy, he's got a great personality when he's not being interviewed.
Right.
But when he's being interviewed, sometimes you need to have him hold up today's newspaper to make sure he's okay.
Yes.
Right?
Todd, are you awake?
And then Nikki Glaser putting a mind-blown emoji.
Yeah.
On our Instagram feed with that video of our reel at Rich Eisen and Rich Eisen Show on Instagram. At Brock Shady, at TJ Jefferson, at Michael Del Tufo. Hey. How come you're Michael Del Tufo on Instagram, Mike?
Because I was told by professionals that sat next to me.
What type of professionals?
He is
some that you Instagram out with. Oh,
you shamed me.
What? Oh, because you had one great mix or something, right?
I had a weird one, and I made a new one.
Yeah, it was one great mix, but you spelled it like it was a license plate. Like you're trying to fit it on a license plate. It was GR number 8.
Right.
The number one GR number 8 mix. That's true. He should.
And it was how I got verified originally. Before I paid for it.
Was it the people that you paid to boost your followers?
Yeah. Look at you, calling him out.
I have a social media coordinator.
By the way, we are now flushing down the toilet what we're planning on doing now.
My roast is every day, like I said.
We're now going to do that. Do you want to see
high-priced veneers up close?
We're now...
Seriously, wait for my roast when I'm 60.
We're now... Hold on a second. Stop. We're now going to do what we're planning on doing at the top of hour number 3. I am talking to Mike Hoskins, our coordinating producer, later on. I'm going to unpack this. Oh. But, Mike, how come you do, fascinatingly enough, have the same, probably like plus or minus 10, number of likes for every post you post?
I have no idea.
It's almost as if there's something.
For like 400?
No, robotic. Something robotic involved?
It might be.
Chris, could you do me a favor?
I'm going right now.
Mike Del Tufo's last like four or five posts and the number of likes.
I got a 500 plus one.
which is an outlier.
All right, here we go. Oh, Michael. Oh, here we go. Your post about all the trophies that you've seen. 496 likes.
Okay, next up.
Can I ask a question before you go on? I love you, Mike. How many comments?
This is, let's wait, hold this for the roast.
400 plus likes.
All right.
How many comments? Well, that one will probably have some.
No,
comments.
No. 496 likes on the trophy one. One comment.
Okay. Is it from him?
Let's see.
No, I get a lot of comments.
Or is it like, buy gold? No, you should buy gold? Or
next one, your records. You dropped your records off someone's house. Yep. 427 likes.
All right.
Yeah, you see?
No comments. The next one with a friend of yours, 448 likes, two comments. You went and saw Sting.
Congrats.
400 likes.
See what I'm saying?
No comments.
It's the same number of likes.
There's comments under the Sting one.
I'm not lying.
I'm looking right at it.
Almost as if there's something.
Your selfie had a lot of had 8 comments.
Oh, great.
But 463 likes, all around the same ballpark.
All around the same ballpark.
Yeah, you know, social
we're in the same area code.
That's what they do for you.
Just wondering.
Let me ask you this.
Just wondering what's true.
A lot of these photos from China.
If you click on the likes just to see, who's liking that photo? So, there's a couple people. Jay Felly always likes it.
Somebody named Natasha.
Our buddy Steve Weissman always likes it.
All right, I'm going to come clean.
You scroll down a little bit and it's like, man,
come clean.
A lot of Russians.
Remember when we were on YouTube only? I made friends with a couple of the bots, and now they like all my
You're
photos.
Bot friendly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
follow at Michael Del Tufo.
You need some real
followers. Friendly Instagram. We need some heartbeats here. You know, we need some actual blood in the
As I was getting rid of the bots in the YouTube chat room, helping TJ and Chris.
Yep.
I made friends with a lot of them.
Okay.
How much did you pay? Are you getting a good deal?
No, I'm a social media person.
Who's that? You wait.
I have a person.
You have a person who gets you Russian bots?
No, I have a person that does all my social media for me.
This is what I'm saying.
I have a person in New York that does. That's what this girl does.
Like, you have 58,000 followers.
Yeah,
you have more followers than me and Brockman combined.
Like, what are we doing?
Around the world, I'm popular.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people in Tajikistan, who are like, wait a minute.
They want to see both.
I kind of like the cut of this Southern Californian's jib.
They like to see.
I kind of like how he has this joie de vivre behind the wheel of his car and his
boats and audio consoles.
I love mixing boards.
See, this is
there's
like
a lot of
the Fox audio room.
Just so you know, I've clearly shown that I could have.
There's
I can
a lot
roasted.
Of people up there in Kamchatka who are big,
Kamchatka,
who are completely
what was it?
Big
was
aficionados
country?
Of boats and soundboards.
What was Borat's
country? And veneers,
cat memes, and
cat meme, yeah.
Making fun
cat
of the
memes.
Cowboys.
Yeah,
I got a big bot.
Yes,
it's the Cowboys.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just
I had
jealous
no idea.
I never
we were going
likes.
There.
I never get
I'm glad it's out in the open.
It's because, totally
because
out in the open.
We've been talking about this behind your back for a long time.
We've talked on air about this before. Yeah,
how come all of Mike's posts have the same number-ish of
just
likes?
400 something.
Plus or minus 10 or 20 in either direction.
I might have bought 400 likes per photo.
And sometimes, and then I'll post stuff out of me, at some place or some spot. 100 people like it. That's it. And I'm like, what the hell? What's up with that? And then I'll take it personally for a split second.
And that's Rich. That's what I'm saying. I don't know,
and then I'm like, how does Mike just smiling behind the wheel of a car have five times the number of likes of me standing with the Stanley freaking cup?
And that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm jealous.
What the hell?
Maybe I'm jealous because I'll post
for
a great
sure.
picture.
For sure.
I'll get 30. I got 12,000 followers and I average about 30 likes per picture. That
Shadow
doesn't
band.
Even make sense.
You got
so
Shadow
maybe
band.
I'm jealous. To you, Mike.
Mike, here's another thing that you do, and obviously we love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Glaser is here.
Where's the camera?
Mike, when
where's
you the post the audio board, which is clearly at the Fox lot.
There's three rooms
on
in.
Pico, okay?
Three different rooms.
Yeah, but
why do you geotag the place of the game taking place? Like, you posted one from Wembley.
Yeah,
Wells Fargo's, but you're not there.
Doesn't matter.
You're in Los Angeles.
I am mixing the game.
Yeah, but Yeah, but you're not at the game.
Dustin, who cares?
No.
Does that, well,
no, no, no.
That
what
doesn't
it does,
mean anything.
He can't tell you what it is because if you don't mind, I'll reveal what you're doing.
Go
here.
Ahead, Rich.
It's a sign to your Russian spy in London
that's
to activate the bots to get 435 to 470 likes on that photograph.
You know what I mean?
You're just signaling your people around the globe exactly. to activate
it's great.
The exactly. bot liking.
It's amazing. Yes.
Mike, where were you in Mackey Arena in West Lafayette?
He wasn't.
That's what I'm saying.
I do games all over the world.
Well,
this summer I'll be doing
the Fox
Europe.
Lot.
The
yeah,
Fox
but
Lot.
But doesn't matter. I'm still mixing
ladies
the
and gentlemen.
Angel Stadium.
Cracking.
Actually, was at Angel Stadium. That's okay. That's all right.
We cracked the most unique algorithm in our Instagram
yeah,
lives.
You guys are idiots.
We've
that's
cracked it.
All
right, let's
idiots.
Take a break. That's Chris Long's going to join us next. Let's chat with Chris. Oh, that was a great audible right there. Omaha!
Roast me!
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. How many Instagram followers do you have at Brock Shady? How many
like 22 and change.
How many do you have at TJ Jefferson?
I have 12.4.
Okay, I've got 228,000.
I'm at 2,800.
Very good. Okay, I have 228,000. And at Rich Eisen Show has like 70-something thousand and change.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're about to take it. I want you... Grab your phone, Mike.
Yeah.
You're going to take a selfie. We're all four of us going to come
so
around.
Many likes.
And no. And then you're going to send us the photograph. We're going to post it separately on all five accounts and see who gets the most likes.
Okay. We already right. know he's going to get the most. Likes.
No. He's going to get the most. And it's going to be anywhere between 420 and 480 because that's when the Russian bots activate.
Yeah, I'm only going to get 24.
See, so what we're going to do. So let's just all. Ready? You and I are going to get up. Let's come around. Let's
gonna,
do this.
We're all going to go over here. Okay, we're all going to go over here. All right, Rich and TJ are walking over here. Mike,
get your phone.
Mike,
okay,
get your phone
I'm
out.
Ready. Come on, TJ, hurry
let's
up.
Go. Let's go.
Here
take
go.
A selfie.
You take
a
selfie.
Oh,
you take
you
a selfie.
You take a selfie looking at this way. Looking this way. Okay, ready?
Give it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Great.
So now we're going to post that.
No, now you send it to
send
us.
It to
you send it to us. We're all going to post it individually.
TJ, you'll post it at Rich Eisen Show, please, on our Instagram. And I'll then, post it on mine. You know, during a commercial break,
during
obviously.
Commercial break, not when Chris Long is on.
Correct. Chris Long is about to join us. And then we're all going to do it separately. You're going to wind up getting the most likes out of it. And it will be in your range of 420 to 4. This is like, remember that game on The Price is Right where it was like a range finder?
Yes.
Remember range finder?
Yes.
And he
said,
green stop.
I got you guys. Yeah.
That's stop. His Instagram account. Hit stop. It's the ranges between 420 and 480 every time.
I played that game.
The range game. It was called.
The range game. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Granger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger is the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. We're all going to post a photograph on our individual Instagram accounts, and we're going to see who gets the most likes. And Del Tufo is going to get it right in between his range because he's got some odd arrangement on Instagram.
This is great.
Where he gets the same number of likes within a range of every single time.
I may just buy another 1,000. Just
now that housekeeping is done.
Should we all post at the same time?
Let's stop wasting. No, after the show we'll
yeah,
do
okay.
it.
Yeah,
we'll
time. Do it at 12,
let's stop wasting the time of this very busy gentleman. the host of Greenlight Pod, one of our favorites, Chris Long, back here on the show. How are you, Chris? What's going on, man?
Chris?
Rich, what's up, man? Fellas,
what's
how
up,
y'all
Chris?
Doing?
What's
DJ?
Up, what's up, buddy? What's happening?
We're just trying to solve a mystery. Mike Del Tufo's Instagram account always gets the same number of likes, no matter what he posts, somewhere between like 420 and 480 number of likes. Like, something's up. Something's up, Chris.
Is it possible that on the back end of the account, they're buying likes or something like that? At a consistent
interesting
rate?
You would say such a thing because we just did as well. Yes, that's exactly what we're accusing him of doing. He's never been to Russia, right? You can't see it from your house either. Okay, our sound audio.
I geotagged Russia.
He's got some geotag pictures.
Hey, yeah, make sure you turn off the geotags when you retweet your own tweet. Oh, this is good tweet.
Thanks, Chris.
This is good tweet.
Good to see
Very
you, man.
Nice.
How you been? Good to see you.
I'm good. I mean, it's kind of that time in the sports calendar, Rich.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah. I don't mind it.
What'd you think of the Brady roast? Did you see it?
Oh, I thought it was great. I didn't watch the whole thing in real time, but being a St. Louis comedian, Nikki Glaser has been on my radar for a while, and I think she's the roast goat. Like, I think she's the one you don't want to see at your roast, right?
Yes.
It's like, if I had a roast... Not that I'm important enough to have a roast, but if they had Nikki Glaser there, I'm like, I'm out. I'm sick.
She brings the gun to the knife fight. Yeah, she does.
She's amazing. Yeah. And you know, Jules certainly made an impression. There were some bombs that were dropped. I mean, like, I thought Tom was a pretty good sport about it.
Oh, my
God. I think it was pretty fun.
So, as a former Patriot, I'm curious to get your two cents on my take of it. Sitting there, I felt like I was in the midst of a therapy session. Like I strolled into somebody's therapy session. That there was, well, even when Edelman just looked at Belichick doing his imitation, and before he hits his punchline, he literally said the words, "I've been waiting so long for this." Is what he said.
One of the things the Patriots do so well or did so well with Bill and that group was like a lot was unsaid. You know, it was said privately or, you know, even some of the I gathered that kind of like some of the tensions or whatever, what have you, weren't really talked about. They were kind of like they just kind of like existed. And I think when the whole band broke up, it would stink if they couldn't get back together and joke around and, you know, like and share a stage. I think that was really cool. And like to have Bill, I mean, his delivery was like, it was his first time doing a roast, but I thought his joke was killer about the documentary. I thought he held his own.
Yeah. And the joke of like, everybody keeps wondering, you know, who is more responsible for the dynasty? Was it Tom? Was it me? Yeah. It's the both of us because of me. That was just, I fell out of my seat when he said that. I fell out of my seat, you know.
And, you know, it's, like, it's cool to see Bill in these spaces, right? Like to see Bill TV, to see Bill do College Game Day was awesome. Like a lot of people were like, is he going to be good at this? I was like, just watch. And he put that helmet on and you're like, it again, I said this before he started doing this, but the scarcity, you know, that factor, you don't hear from him. You know, he's not up at the podium. That's not his job. So for decades, we've been like, what would it be like to see Bill joke around and just be Bill? And now, like, you get to see that. And you get to see Tom and all these guys engaging in, like, whatever the next chapter is. Like, Jules's podcast is great. Tom's going to be doing God knows what for the next 10 years. He's going to be doing something big in TV or whatever. And so I think it's really cool. And then Gronk gets to work with my dad. It's been pretty fun watching these guys matriculate to like the post-football stage.
Although Bill's line also saying, you know, I'm famous for saying do your job, but Gronk, I've seen you on Fox. Stop doing your job.
Do someone else's job.
Please stop doing your job.
Gross.
It's so funny. I didn't see that one.
Yes. He's like, I'm famous for saying do your job, but hey, Gronk, I've seen you on Fox. Please stop doing your job.
Hey, listen, my dad. Dad loves Gronk, like just enamored with Gronk. Like,
why not?
You know, they had like a Bahamas retreat at Fox and Gronk was down there. And the first time my dad comes back, he could have been talking about anything. He's like, Gronk's huge, man. He's just out on the beach. Just huge. That guy's just a mountain. Like, there's nobody like Gronk. Like, I've never seen anything like it. I'm like, Dad, your favorite part of going to work is Rob Gronkowski. Amazing.
I don't blame him. And then also, just before we move on here, the fact that Bill stayed on the dais, where you put yourself right in somebody's sights, where you could have just—he could have literally done his thing and pirouetted and walked out, which Peyton Manning did and Ben Affleck did. But he then took a seat between Gronk and Randy Moss. And the slings and the arrows did not stop coming in his direction. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was like who's who of, you know, people on stage. You know, there were a ton of comedians up there.
Oh, my God.
And then there's guys like, I think I saw Nate Solder. I was like, Nate, are you going to roast?
Oh, yeah.
Matt Light. And
Light was there. And so was Dan Copen was there.
Yeah, Copen.
Amendola was there.
Rodney Harrison.
Rodney. There.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Willie McGinnis, too. It was great to see him. Yeah. You know, and then Bob Kraft came up and they did a shot. That one was. I figured that there's still some water under the bridge, but it still was great to see. You know what I mean? That's the way I was sitting there.
Yeah, there's a little water under the bridge, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Chris Long here.
At the end of the day, it's football.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, people spent decades with each other. If you can't find some common ground out of that and, you know, be able to, like, laugh and get together once a year, I don't care what happened. You guys won championships. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Chris Long here on the Rich Eisen Show. You also showed up on my timeline, Chris, over the last couple days. Courtesy of Austin Rivers, saying that he knows of 30 NBA players or that could make the NFL Pro Bowl or Stardom or something like that. You know, to paraphrase, that there's an NBA to NFL pipeline that would be far more successful than the other way around. And he kind of set you off a little bit, Chris. Like, what?
No. He gave me an alley-oop part of the basketball fun. No, it's just nice. Like, it is that time of year where there's nothing to talk about. And I get home, you know, yesterday dealing with, you know, being a dad of three and all that stuff. And I see this thing and I read the headline and I'm like, I'm not even gonna watch the video. Like, 'cause I don't want to get upset. Like, that wasn't me upset. That was me animated. Like, I'm really animated about a topic like this because it's fun. 'Cause we've talked about it before. Like, I've wondered, I really have thought about this, and I'm not saying they aren't better athletes. They're 10 times the athletes in a lot of cases. Like, those guys are incredible. I think we're the grunt work guys largely, but we are specialized. You know what I mean? Just like they are. And I think it's like kind of naive to think that you're going to walk into a sport that you haven't been doing. Maybe you played in high school, but that you haven't been doing relative to somebody who's been doing the same athletic repetition over decades, tens of thousands of times, and you're going to be able to just walk in and get the same feel for the game. You know, like, I don't think there's a single NFL player that could play in the NBA. You guys are too skilled. You know, it's not even about height, because I don't think any 6'10 wing guys are projected as football players. What we're talking about is like those 6'3 to 6'6 guys, right? Really explosive guys. I don't really think about a big 6'8 red zone target. I don't think about guys becoming offensive tackles. I think there's a list of maybe 7 to 8 guys that I would put on my NFL watch list.
Who's that?
Well, I'm working on it right now.
Okay.
Anthony Edwards, number one. I think he could play wide receiver and go for 1,000 yards next year. Like, I just think he's kind of a rare field kind of athlete. He's like a special athlete. I'd say Russell Westbrook would be one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make a decision on Josh Hart. I'm trying to make a decision on OG Anunoby. I'm scouting people like, hold on, the guy named Precious on the Knicks.
Precious Achiuwa. Yeah.
I'm like looking at his tape, bro. Like, I'm taking this serious, Austin Rivers, dude. I'm taking it. You gave me something to do. I was bored. And now I'm like, I'm looking at combine numbers. I just think it's kind of naive to discount the feel of a game, right? And then we haven't even gotten to the collisions. You want me to be animated, I'll get animated about training camp, because like Richard Jefferson responded to me yesterday. It took me out of context a little bit, but that's my guy. And he was like, you know, well, I forget what he said, but the most important part is what I said. And what I said was, it's really hard to just say, because a guy's athletic enough, he could make the NFL. Making the NFL is not just making a team. It's the process that goes into making a team and then staying on a team. You know, we're not talking about like you could make training camp. Sure. Like we've taken a look at like all types of athletes. NFL scouts are scouting basketball players in other sports every year. Right. There have been college basketball players who have come to play football. It just doesn't happen at a high enough click to think it's automatic is all I'm saying. And 30, that's a lot of guys, dude.
That is.
I challenge you to find 30 guys. I could find 5 to 7, I think, that I would feel like if you gave them a year. Russell Westbrook, I don't know if I mentioned him.
You did. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Russell Westbrook. I don't know why I think Jaylen Brown's really explosive. Is he really explosive?
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad one,
too. You said P.J. Tucker, too, Chris, the other day. Right?
I just like P.J. Tucker. I think P.J. Tucker's a badass, and I'd like to make him a D lineman.
What would a Chua play? What are you seeing out of him? Because I'd love to hear what the smack talk from a secondary would be if a guy named Precious goes over the middle. You know what I mean? Like that would be.
I don't think so. I think I'm more looking at him as like a blocking tight end or an edge player. The problem is like it's just a different kind of athleticism. You know, it's like fast twitch. You know, to the 10th degree, like you know, our plays are 3-4 seconds long. They're running up and down the court. You know, there's some guys that have that burst that you see them and you're like, yo, I saw that guy attack the rim. I think he might be able to play safety. Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's as easy as people think. And I also think this, like football players get calloused over time. And I don't mean that literally, like we have calluses all over, but Adrian Peterson felt like he had been calloused over 20 years, like hitting him.
Well,
you know, like, it is a different conditioning. And I didn't realize it when I played, but when I retired, looking back at it, I'm like, that is the most violent, unimaginable job. And I cannot believe I did it for a long time. I don't see how somebody would just walk off the court and then be able to do that. Like, are there raw athletes that might be good enough? But you could say the same thing about the NFL. Like, if you gave Myles Garrett a basketball since he was 4 years old, put him in AAU camps, and said, this is what you're going to do. There's no football for this guy who's a ball of muscle. I think maybe he could play in the NBA.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well,
Devin Funchess.
He's cross-dribbling. He's crossover dribbling before the snaps, Myles Garrett, already. You know, the way I went with it, Chris, is I went in a different direction, saying an NBA player going to the NFL, like, good luck joining a league where you don't get traded just because you've asked for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
well,
best of luck. With that one, like you could count. I mean, being what? NBA players that can make the NFL or NFL players who actually in real life have been traded because they've asked for it.
That's really funny. I might take the
NBA players.
I might take the NBA players on that because it just doesn't. Yeah, you're right. Like the player empowerment thing is totally different. Like, you know, I was being funny, kind of going through training camp. Like, I hope Austin Rivers didn't see it. It's like, oh, he hates me. Like, this is, I would argue with Austin Rivers like this in a locker room. This is like a tailor-made locker room argument. But the fact of the matter is it's just too big of a leap of logic. It really is to think somebody could just walk in. And the training camp thing's totally true. 8 a.m., 100 degrees, practicing in a bowl somewhere in the deep South. And, you know, like terrible. You're sweating profusely the minute you walk out there. Your breakfast is right here because you just ate and it's inside run, and you get a bruise on your forehead and it stays there the whole camp. And there's some little coach who's half your size and he's screaming at you, calling you names, you know, if
then you go back to your dorm room with a broken air conditioner
and then you go back to like the Hyatt or something. Now, the Hyatt might be nice, but like nice. I'm talking about then you go back to the Holiday Inn. We stayed at the Cavalier Inn for six weeks with Al Groh, a Parcells tree guy, had us in an outdoor hallway hotel for 6 weeks. Couldn't see anybody. And we're doing Oklahoma drills in the lower bowl. I'll never forget this, man. We were doing Oklahoma drills over and over again. It's 100. Now it's 110 degrees. Okay. And there was this guy that caught a full body cramp and he's laying on the ground. It was like the 10th Oklahoma drill. And I'm not going to name him, but he's one of my college teammates. He's on the ground and he's writhing in pain. And this coach comes over, one of the assistant coaches, starts cussing him out, yelling at him over on top of him, and then falls over and catches a full body cramp himself.
The coach caught a cramp.
And these
too?
Guys are both on the ground. All right. And then after practice, they're sharing their IV. They're getting IVs next to each other in the training room. It's just like this stuff doesn't the intensity of a football experience. And only football players who played in college and beyond know this. It can be demeaning. I've heard people say things to coaches, say things to players that would never fly in the NBA. Not because they're badasses. NBA guys are tough, physical badasses.
Sure.
Yep. It is a differently structured league, and it's a different sport.
No doubt. So, but was there a moment that subsided and everybody starts laughing that the coach was yelling at the player for?
Oh, yeah, that's another thing about football humor. Like, you find humor in a lot of things. I told another story in the wake of this where it was like, this is a professional practice, man. And I'm not trying to act like I'm a badass or anything, but we were in the coal mines for a while relative to the NBA. Like it was a different world. Like guy got his rib broke, punctured his lung or something. Like it was bad enough where they needed to call the ambulance and they moved the drill. They moved the drill so the ambulance could drive on the field.
Unbelievable.
And we're doing another drill. And the guy's like, he'll be okay. He's over there, like, whatever. I'm like, bro, this is insanity. And you get so conditioned and to it being normal. Yep. And that's the thing that, like, it's you cannot understand that, Austin Rivers, respectfully. You can't understand how normal the discomfort is in the NFL.
Dude, I love our chats, man. I miss them. I'm glad you had, 20 minutes to do this one. So the pod, where are we with the pod? What do you got? What's up with
Green Light Pod? Who's on? Denard Wilson coming on today.
Okay. That would have been great if you're like, oh, I've got LeBron James, and you start naming all these different NBA players.
I'm going to tell LeBron James he sucks.
Suck it up, LeBron.
And here I am worried because this thing made news. It's got like 3 million views on Twitter. My brother texted me. He's like, 3 million views? I'm like, what happened? Like, I wrote that thing down on a post-it note and ran upstairs and did it. And now I'm worried that, I respect you guys, but what I'm saying is it's just a different world, man. Yep.
Well, listen, if you need a guest for your pod, like you're helping, you're helping this show get through the May non-football game doldrums, I'm happy to provide the same for you.
Yeah, bro.
Anytime.
We gotta get you back on. We can really break this thing down. I got some combine metrics. I want to compare NBA and NFL, the whole thing.
Okay, man. You're really getting into it. I love it.
Chris, there's a guy named Isaiah Stewart, speaking of LeBron. If you're looking at
check
him out chasing LeBron when he was trying to fight him. You'll get some good video from
that. That's not bad.
You could break that down, how he's trying to break away from tackles. He's cutting. He's using lateral quickness. You know, he's trying to get to LeBron.
He found the hole. He found the tunnel.
Burst, like he was through there.
Hey, from what I understand, Isaiah Stewart, pretty tough guy. Yeah. And so is that guy on the Pacers who used to play for the Heat.
Yeah, Johnson.
I think Bobby Portis is a total badass.
That's true. Like, okay.
Those two were like, I was like, uh-oh, the guy from Casper with 9 black belts is upset. Yeah.
There you go. See, James, you're badass. Chris Long is scouting.
That's what I'm saying.
He's scouting everybody.
Appreciate you, too.
Take care, brother. You be well. Good to see you. Chris Long, everybody. Green Light with Chris Long podcast. Oh, my God, that was funny. Players down on the ground cramping. Coach yelling at him to get up. He starts cramping. They're both down. They both need IVs.
That's amazing.
You got to hydrate when you're insanely chewing out a player for cramping.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So good.
That is so funny. Hey, I have been told we have a special guest phoning in next.
Hey.
His name is Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, cat.
Is going to be joining us. And that is next.
Wow.
How about them apples?
Hey now.
We're Omaha-ing all over the place.
Right.
Now, you told him about how you are the Bill Walsh of audio executives.
Exactly,
you can't screw these up. Your favorite catchphrase from the original Predator. Go ahead. Here's one.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
All right. That's number one. Here's number two.
Okay.
Get to the job Bubba!
Can't hear them at all. Okay? You
can't
hear them. Yes.
You can't hear them.
So what I'm going to do, I'm doing this blindfolded. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, did Bill Walsh not have the volume up? Did the Bill Walsh of sound engineers not have the volume up for the segment?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Kill it. This is not bode well.
I don't want to cause feedback.
Oh. There's a method to his madness. Do you want to try one more time now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, man.
Here we go.
We can kill it.
Okay, if it bleeds, you can kill it.
We can kill it.
Okay, here's the next one.
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here's the other one.
One ugly mother.
Okay, there's that one.
Okay.
Start bench cut.
All right, get to the chopper. It's cut. Because it's only an incidental line, and the only reason we remember it is because he's Austrian. If anybody else said, get to the choppers, it wouldn't have been a line. It wouldn't have been a line. It's only because he's Austrian. Cut. It's superfluous. We're going to bench your one ugly MF-er. So what you're going to do is you're going to start, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Because it's a succinct line, and it's done in a very naturalistic way.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Very well done.
That's just
now, for everybody else who comes in here on the Rich Eisen Show, we're going to show
I'm
them.
I'm setting the bar
you
know, here.
We're going to show them this start bench cut because you have raised the bar, Keegan.
Setting
Michael
the bar
Key.
Right here.
We're going to edit out Del Tufo.
I was just
going to
say.
We're going to edit that out.
Can you edit that out?
No, it's
too good.
Perfect.
Our entire archive, check it out on youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We're back here on our program. Phone lines are lit. We'll take your phone calls. Carl Anthony Towns about to call into this program. Up 2-0, the Timberwolves are.
Ooh, baby.
On the Denver Nuggets. So much fun talking to Chris Long, man. That guy just tells great stories. Been there, done that, top choice in the NFL. When he's talking that story about the Cavalier in Al Groh, he's talking about college.
Right.
Because he was a Virginia Cavalier, right?
Right. Al Groh was their coach for a long time.
Right. And Al Groh is a, when he's like a Parcells, he said Parcells' family tree coach, he was the one who took over the Jets when mm-hmm. Parcells left and Belichick handed in his resignation on a cocktail napkin.
Wow.
Oof. So as you know, here on the Rich Eisen Show, we Zoom with our guests. We added the Zoom function almost a year ago, and we were very proud of that. So we basically tell everybody, you know, when you connect with the show, please Zoom and don't call. But we make exceptions. We make exceptions for certain people. We make exceptions, certainly, for the man who this very day was named the 2023-2024 Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion of the NBA. His name is Carl Anthony Towns, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Carl?
What's up, everyone? How you doing, Rich?
How are you?
Don't worry about me. Don't worry about that award. I really want to congratulate you on that Run, Rich, Run again. I loved it.
Carl, that means the world, man. You know, I'm trying to do my little part in this world. And, you know, obviously, you know what it means to make a difference. And that's why, clearly, you've earned this award. And then you've got your 32 Wellness Challenge, the Boys and Girls Club of the Twin Cities. Yeah. Congratulations on everything that's going on with you.
Oh, man, thank you so much. I'm happy that I'm able to spread my mother's love to the next generation and to so many kids and really inspire change. So I'm just blessed. I'm blessed.
So you won an award called the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion. That does have to mean something to you, Carl. I mean, I'll give you the floor on that.
It means the world. You know, look at the name you just said. I mean, someone who's impacted the game so much on the court and then has impacted lives so much off the court, to be, you know, given an award with that kind of name on it, I was speechless. I was speechless, Rich. I was speechless. Someone that you've looked up to growing up, someone you've wanted to hope to accomplish amazing things like they have in their career and their lives and I'm still speechless. Speechless over the fact that I was represented, honored with this.
How did you find out?
You know, it's crazy. I actually came out of, we had practice, and I was coming out of practice, and they said, hey, we want to show you this. And they had a big camera in front of me, our team. And I was like, what's going on? I'm going home. And they said, no, watch this, watch this. I was like, I don't know what they're handing me. They hand me a phone, and it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar telling me that I won the award and that he's super proud of me, and he's honored that I will be the one with this award. So, I mean, like I said, I was speechless when I got that that video and got handed that phone. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is if you do wind up connecting with Kareem, having won this award with his name on it. So he shot a video to essentially announce to you personally that you were the winner of the award with his name on it. That happened?
Yes, sir. And Reg, you know, I feel like I'm a man with many words. So for me to be speechless, it had to be something, you know, a big moment. And it definitely was.
Well, congratulations on that, sir. And then obviously you're up 2-0 in this series over the Denver Nuggets. And I know you're one of those types that you're not prone to talk about stuff while you're still in the midst of trying to accomplish it. But what is happening with your team? Do you feel, as somebody who's been on a run before, certainly collegiately, you know how something big feels. Do you feel it? Is something different right now, do you think?
You know it's special. You know, you know how the feeling. You know that feeling, Rich, where it's just, you could feel something special is brewing here, but also at the same time, this team is special. It's not the usual. The cohesiveness, the togetherness, the unity that we have as a team, and the selflessness. It's something that I haven't had that kind of feeling since college. And like you said, collegiately. And the same way collegiately, everyone was very selfless, and we all were rewarded with awards and accolades and opportunities that we only could have imagined. And I think that same selflessness has shown the benefits itself again this year with us, with Rudy being Defensive Player of the Year, Mike, Teammate of the Year. We got the Sixth Man of the Year, and Naz Reid. Ant has made an incredible jump. And who would have thought that I would also be able to say that I have some hardware from the selflessness works that we've done this year. And I'm more proud that it's what I've done off the court than on the court.
And I love it. And I guess a new makeshift award, Surgically Repaired Coach of the Year. I mean, what is it like being what is it like being coached by a guy who's sitting in the first row, Carl Anthony Towns? What is that like?
You know, it's kind of like, you know, for the first time, you got to listen to the fan, you know? So
I love that. Great answer. That's funny. But it does have to be weird, right? I mean, we're different, clearly. What adjustments are required for you to do this?
You know, it's different, because usually, you know, you get checked into the game, you kind of are talking to the coach, walking up to the scores table, and he's already at the scores table in essence. So you're kind of really having the conversation there. Micah has been fabulous in stepping in for Coach Finch and filling in shoes of a Coach of the Year candidate, which mm-hmm. is already a daunting task by itself, but he's done a fabulous job, an amazing job. All of Minnesota has to thank him for the work he's putting in, and our whole coaching staff has stepped up, and they've been great all year. So nothing has changed in the playoffs. They've only upped their game and even found ways to even be better coaches. And, you know, you got to give a testament to our coaching staff. They've been just great. A
couple more questions for you, Carl Anthony Towns. I could not help but notice, obviously, amidst Anthony Edwards performing as he does on the court, that moment where the two of you were sitting next to each other at a press conference post-game podium, and he told you to stop effing fouling, like literally in front of everybody. How did you take that moment?
Carl? Oh, we brothers. We brothers, and I love the growth he has, so we brothers. I'm never, you don't take any of that. That comes from a place of love. So, and special, man. He's really special, and I love that, you know, I love to the man he's growing to be and the leader he's growing to be. So, you don't take any of that. Serious. That's what makes us special, is that this team is so unified and so together that nothing, trials, tribulations, bumps, and bruises along the way has only made us come together more.
Yeah, I know. And that's the way I took it. I took it as he's also becoming a man in this league, right? As a guy who he's a leader and he's somebody to be heard, literally.
Yeah.
The way I took it.
Yeah, you know, and you like our system's day one, and I want to help him reach his potential. And that's what my job is. And he's special. He has the talent. He has the charisma. I think we all could agree about that. I just got to continue to do my job as a guy who's been in this league for a long time and also has shares that number one pick status with him. But just, you know, continue to help him grow into the man he, you know, the best man that he could be and also grow into the best basketball player he could be. And whatever he needs in his journey to reach those heights and to reach his potential, I'm going to be right there with him, and I'm going to help him every step of the way.
Last one for you. I don't know if you've heard this amidst your travels and winning in the playoffs, but Austin Rivers went on television and said 30 NBA players could play in the NFL successfully. Would you agree with that number, Carl Anthony Towns? Would you agree with that?
Wow. 30?
30. That's the number he said. 30. What do you think?
I'm gonna tell you right now, if I was handed the ball and I saw Ray Lewis – in the gap, I may not run into that gap.
You would not take that charge? You would not take...
Listen, all that tough stuff, all that tough talk and everything, you're going to see me take a Peyton Manning slide.
Get down, right?
Smart move.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all good. We'll get the next one, buddy.
Carl, you're the best, man. Thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Congratulations again on winning the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion Award and then the 32 Wellness Challenge of the Boys and Girls Club of the Twin Cities. How can people get involved in that before I let you go, Carl Anthony?
Yeah, Boys and Girls here in Twin Cities. I'm the 32 Wellness Challenge for every point. I'm donating money for every point I score here with the Timberwolves. So I think just going on the Boys and Girls website and reaching out here, or if you're here in the Twin Cities, don't be afraid to come here and help the youth out here at the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Twin Cities. They're doing amazing work. They came to a game already. I saw some of the faces and kids there that are, they're just amazing and they're inspirational. So they inspire me. As much as they tell me that I inspire them, they really are the ones inspiring me and helping me be the best version of myself and be the best man I could be. So I really want to thank everyone that has made this possible and to all the, you know, amazing instructors, workers, volunteers on these amazing charitable things I'm able to do. I can't thank them enough for their work and what they do for our next generation. Their work doesn't go unnoticed, and I want to make sure I take this time to thank every single one of them for not only making this award possible, but actually for making the work beneficial to the youth.
Well, and I'm sure they would say right back at you, you know, for your accomplishments. And I don't take for granted that you call here on such a big day for you in the midst of a big run for you, and I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, man, anything for you, man.
I appreciate it, Carl Anthony Towns. But as an NFL guy, I'd love to have you in that league, but I think you're making the wiser choice, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm gonna you know, sit in the stands more than on the field. I think that's where I belong.
Yeah, makes sense. And the Vikings got a great Michigan guy to play quarterback, and J.J. McCarthy, you're going to love meeting him, Carl Anthony Towns.
I can't wait.
You be well. Thanks for the time. Good luck the rest of the way here in your playoff run.
You too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. The Carl Anthony Towns, everybody nice. Calling into the program.
Yeah.
Clapping for him because he deserves it.
I could see him on special teams blocking a kick.
No, I couldn't.
Just you line up, jump up, block a field goal.
Oh.
That's field goal block team.
Field goal blocker.
Yeah, field goal block team.
Yeah, you don't get into any point stance. Zero point stance.
Just stand there and jump.
Then you jump straight up.
Why doesn't somebody do that? Use a roster spot. Let's get the tallest guy.
53 or... Yeah, those are valuable spots, those 53.
I mean, Wemby could play for the Texans
Chris,
or something,
no,
right?
No, he's way too thin, dog. You want to see Wemby cut in half? No.
He's just standing there and jumping.
Yeah, but then someone's going to take him out, you know. They're gonna try to take him out.
Did Carl Anthony Towns, did we just inform him of Austin Rivers' take?
Feels like again, he had not heard
well,
that.
Well, because you would think that a lead pipe wielding professional amidst a playoff run,
laser focus,
who's just
in.
Like, who's probably staying off the phone, doesn't right. want to read anything, doesn't want to have any negativity come into the palm of his hand, right?
Sure.
And he's probably staying off that whole thing.
Smart.
Did we just inform him of that?
Feels like it. He was like, oh, really?
First 30? Blush, you 30, surprised like, by it. Interesting choice of Ray Lewis. I think that is still, even to this day, a multi-generational shorthand way of saying grown-ass man you want yes, no part of, right?
Zero part
of Austin Rivers is former teammate, so he may have.
Okay.
You know.
And so 30 was definitely too high.
30 seems high.
30, like we said, I think maybe nice. 6, 7.
Yeah, that 5 to 10 range. Yeah.
Peyton Manning slide was good.
Appropriate.
Oh, yeah, you ain't trying to get hit by Ray.
Man, I love Carl Anthony Towns. Friend of the program. I think we can officially call him that.
Official, yeah. That's his second appearance now, right?
That's right.
Because last time he was Zoomed, but he was wearing his Yankee jersey, right?
That's right.
Big Yankee fan.
Yeah.
If I see Ray Lewis in the hole,
I'm going to Peyton Manning slide.
He's like, I'm not going to go. Block or charge, right? Little Rex Chapman chatter.
I'm going to go to a different hole.
We should reach out to Rex. We haven't spoken to him in a long time, too.
Well, he came on when his book was out a few weeks ago.
Oh, by the way, paperback's going to be around the corner.
Of course.
Got to keep that thing going. Always be closing. ABC, when you sell the book, man, I'll tell you that. Yep. When you've written a book?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Thomas Lennon is going to be in studio hour number 3. This is a very, very funny man. Funny show.
Funny show.
Rich Eisen show. And Nikki Glaser on tomorrow. Oh, baby. Good fun. And Josh Charles, too.
Hey. But
Thomas Lennon coming up in hour 3. We're still here on the Roku channel, everybody. All right, so... Do us a favor. Text that photograph.
I did.
You did. To all of us.
We got it.
You guys got it. We all have it.
All right.
When are we posting?
We'll do it now. We're doing it in this commercial break.
How about right now?
Out.
Okay.
All right. Hang on. How about right now?
All right. Hold on.
So let's. We should all have the same.
I'm banking. Give me a couple minutes.
What do you mean you're banking?
I'm joking. I'm banking. You always say I'm banking on my phone.
You are always banking.
All right. So we should all use the same copy, right?
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do one word captions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. I like your. I like that.
Thanks, Mike.
Fun. So you do your thing.
I'm going to do my one word.
We should all stay on brand.
Yeah, stay on brand.
Stay on brand.
Stay on brand.
Okay.
So should I post them in like some other place?
Yeah,
geotag. Yes, exactly. Geotag, you know, like, we're overseas somewhere.
Russia? What do you want me to post?
No, you should put like the Rose Theater in New York City for like we're at the Emmy Awards.
Oh.
Right?
Mike, what's the next
game? Where we're not going to be.
Don't think about Birmingham.
I'm worried about your screen open. Like, what is that where people could potentially zoom in on for you?
Let me think.
Hold on. Is that a problem?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make.
I'm looking at it.
I'm just looking out. I'm just looking out for Mike.
I'm
just looking out.
It's a UFL schedule.
Okay, UFL schedule.
Very good. It's one great mix. All right, so we're all posting here. I'm just going to say, fun at work. Period.
Fun at work with my friends.
All right, fun at work. That's it. Fun at work, and I'm going to hit tag. And during the commercial break, we're all going to hit send. And I cannot wait to see the number between 420 and 480 likes for Del Tufo.
It'll be immediate too.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together. It's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.